The University of Virginia had been to the men's Final Four twice before under former coach Terry Holland. Neither of those teams advanced to the title game. This year, they did, and they won it. Hello, everyone. I'm Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. This is a show you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for more information at WWIB.com. The Cavs had one foot in the grave more than once on the way to the title tilt this year, but they pulled into Monday night's finale at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis as a fearless ball club and won an overtime game against Texas Tech 85-77. UVA assistant coach Brad Soderberg is back with me today on the show. So what a barn burner Monday night was against Texas Tech. OT game. Break it down for us. Tell us about that win over the Red Raiders of Texas Tech.
What struck me in preparation for that game is that Texas Tech was ranked as the number one defense in the country, and we hang our hat on our defense. So we had great respect for Texas Tech from the first time we started evaluating them as a team, because we know how hard it is to be ranked number one in the country defensively. And to the credit of our players, and Greg, this is part of the reason from an on-court standpoint why we advanced as we did. We had a very fine offensive team, despite the pundits who said we were, you know, we took the game back 20 years or whatever. We have multiple weapons that could score. Not just Kyle Guy and Ty Jerome, but DeAndre Hunter, whom we didn't have in last year's NCAA tournament because he broke his wrist in the ACC tournament and is sure to be a lottery pick in light of what he did the other night. And then a guy named Mamani Diakite at the four spot provides us with four weapons offensively. And I think it was the fact that we had multiple players who could get buckets for us that allowed us to put up 85 points against a defense that really was tremendous. I mean, we played a tremendous offensive game against a tremendous defense. And again, it's all part, I guess, of why a team wins a national championship. A lot of things have to go well, but you have to have the talent to do it. As in addition to the strategy and the system. So I think in the end, it goes into the hands of the players. We had Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome, Mamani Diakite, DeAndre Hunter step up big for us in addition to their teammates. So very proud of this group.
So was there, you know, a defining moment in this game from your vantage point?
Well, I think down the stretch with DeAndre Hunter hit two huge three-point shots, just huge. I mean, shots that are hard to make just in practice, much less the time of the game, the magnitude of the game, the arena, the number of fans, what he did to have ice in his veins and hit those three-pointers, one to send us into overtime and then another one in the overtime to kind of expand the lead and force them to foul was a huge thing. And then the thing that hasn't been written as much about is we went 12 for 12 in overtime when they did have to foul. And those are, again, 12 for 12 under that kind of pressure says a lot about those young men.
Yeah. So you come back from the break in game one. We've already highlighted that in a previous conversation here on the show. You get by Gardner Webb. Then you beat Oregon in game two. I think just 4 points there. You have an amazing play against Purdue to send it in overtime, and you beat the Boilermakers. Then Auburn on those three free throws we talked about, the overtime win over Texas Tech in the championship game. Have you contemplated how many bullets you guys dodged in the tournament, Brad?
Well, I have thought about it, and it's I know the content of your programs are always based on the Lord and our faith, and I don't mean this in a trivial way by any means. But truly, God's hand was involved in this. And I'm not one to say, well, you know, God determines winners and losers. And I don't know any of that stuff. None of us really do. But I can tell you that he graced us. He blessed us just with the opportunities. And I have no explanation for how we won some of those games other than it was God's plan. How did we beat Purdue when that ball got knocked into the backcourt and Kihei Clark had the wisdom or the sense to throw it to Mamadi Diakite, who let that ball fly with 0.3 on the clock and to put it into overtime? Or how is it that Kyle Guy happened to get fouled, you know, when he did? And a non-believer would say, oh, that's a bunch of garbage. It's coincidental. It happens all the time. Maybe you're right, but I don't believe it. I think God's hand was involved in this whole thing, and we're national champions by the grace of God.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brad, we're celebrating Easter, of course, this Sunday, rejoicing in the risen Savior. How do you personally find him risen in your life and alive every day for you, you know, at the office and at home?
Well, I go to church every single day of the year. I don't have a higher priority in my life than my relationship with Christ. If he told me he wanted me to, if I knew he wanted me to walk away from coaching to do something else, I'd be gone in a heartbeat. I love what I do for a living, but it's not who I am. It's not why I wake up in the morning. It's just my profession, but my vocation is to be a child of God, a father and a husband. And I think again, that understanding I have is also a grace. It's not something that I've, you know, come up with on my own. I think by the grace of God, I've come to understand that through family, friends, programs like your own, and men and women who've ministered to me over the years. So right now I'm in a state of thanksgiving, and not just because we're national champions, but because of what's about to happen in a little over a week when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord again on Easter Sunday.
Amen. Virginia Cavaliers assistant basketball coach, men's basketball coach Brad Soderberg, back with me on Sports and Commentary today. Brad, thank you for the time you've taken this week. I sure appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks, Greg.